This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, Hugo Junker's famous airplane. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Here's a plane you've all seen in World War II footage. A low-wing German transport plane with corrugated metal skin, angular lines, two engines on the wings, and one more in the nose. It's the Junkers Ju-52, a sword made into a plowshare made into a sword. It traces back to 1915 when Hugo Junkers began work on the first practical all-metal airplane, a single-wing fighter. The production model flew 126 miles an hour, quite fast for those times, but it was too sluggish to be a fighter plane. People called it the Blechesel or Tin Donkey, and the Germans dropped it. Still, Junkers had shown that airplanes could be made of metal instead of fabric, wood, and bamboo, and passenger planes had no need for the athleticism of fighter planes. Right after the armistice, Junkers built a little single-engine plane to serve four passengers and sold over 300 of them. The first Ju-52 appeared in 1931, a bigger all-metal plane, still only one engine. It was meant to haul freight. When it failed and almost bankrupted the company, Junkers retrenched and built the three-engine, 17-passenger version. It was another winner. As late as 1960, the last of them were flying in the Far East, where they had to land on airstrips that were too rough for the DC-3. The all-metal Ju-52 had corrugated duralumin skin, like the old Ford and Fokker trimotor passenger planes, but it was far ahead of them. What had begun as the Tin Donkey was now affectionately called the Iron Ant. Then came the Nazis. Junkers had been a genius engineer and the company's founder. Now an old man, he'd become a pacifist while his upper management had become Nazi party members. The company gave Hitler a Ju-52 to use in his campaign to become chancellor. When Hitler took power, he nationalized the passenger service, Lufthansa, and he put Junkers under house arrest. The Ju-52s were repainted with iron crosses and swastikas. In the end, over 5,400 Ju-52s were made in countless variations. They hauled passengers, cargo, and paratroops. Some were ski planes, some bombers, some used for aerial medevac. This was the airplane that took Hitler to his secret meetings with Mussolini. It served as a fascist bomber in Spain. It supplied Rommel's troops in North Africa. It ferried slave laborers. It tried to evacuate German wounded from the slaughter on the Eastern Front. But many served China in their war against Japan. As Americans captured them in different countries, they put them into service as C-79 cargo planes. The neutral Swiss and the Canadian Air Force both flew them. Only eight are still flying, and we tend to look askance at this machine, once so emblematic of an evil empire. It's a mute reminder that even a fine machine made by a pacifist for a perfectly noble purpose can nevertheless be used to implement the worst of human impulses. I'm John Leinhard at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.